So it's a privilege to get to introduce what I'm going to refer to as the Chiefs. First, Chief Justice Phillips, who served as the chief from 1988 to 2004 and is the third longest serving chief. And now Chief Justice Hecht, who was on the court when I got licensed in 1989. I can't imagine a Supreme Court without him. He is the longest serving justice in Texas Supreme Court history. What you may not know is that Chief Justice Hecht has served with 38 justices on the Texas Supreme Court in their history of 104 who have served. But Justice Phillips gave me this tidbit. Justice Hecht has served with no other justice longer than he did Justice Phillips. So in other words, they know the most about each other or where all the skeletons are. And so I'm really excited to introduce them both and look forward to hearing this interview from the folks with the most institutional knowledge about the Texas Supreme Court.
Thanks very much.
Two preliminaries. Probably somebody knows more about Justice Hecht than me, but there's a marital privilege there that impair the frankness of the discussion. Second, I made 20 questions, and I offered to share those with the Chief Justice, and he declined. So he's here at his own risk. First question, when and why did you decide to seek a career in public service rather than continue your partnership at a lucrative law firm?
I clerked for a judge after law school, and like it happened so many times, I really admired my judge and had a very close relationship with him. He was in his early 70s, and of course I was in my early 20s, but it just kind of made me think sometime I might want to be a judge. So I just made partner, and I was asleep Saturday night, and my law partner, John Estes, called, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and he said, "Do you still want to be a judge?" And I said, "John, it's 2 o'clock in the morning." And he said, "Well, are you going to change your mind in the morning?" And I said, "Well, no." I said, "Yeah, I guess so." He said, "Good, we'll talk about it in the morning." And a couple of weeks later, I was a judge.
Sounds easy. Early in your career, you served as both the trial judge, that was the only one you were qualified for at the time John called, and an intermediate appellate judge. What did you like and dislike most, if anything, about those two positions?
The trial court is really an arena. Being a trial judge, in my view, is really an art. There's really something to it. You have to understand the cases and the lawyers that are coming in, and the dynamic of it. I was very young and I'd had some trial experience, but not a whole lot. So I really wanted to hear from judges who had been in the court, in the trial courtroom longer, what worked, what didn't work. So it was, that's the great thing about the trial court, in my view. The two bad things are, it goes on and on. So you're sitting there in trial taking notes, and that's all you're doing. If you've got good lawyers, there are not a whole lot of objections, and it just goes on. And the other bad thing about the trial court is if you leave to get a haircut, everything stops and nothing happens. And people come by the court or call and, what about the judge? Well, he's not here right now. On the Court of Appeals, the good thing is that hardly ever happens. You can leave and nobody even knows you're gone. What? Oh, yeah, I guess he's not there. The bad thing about the Court of Appeals is that you're really isolated, much more. The trial court's a very dynamic place. You're seeing people all the time. The Court of Appeals, you hardly ever see anybody except your colleagues. So it's there, but you get to work on things in more depth, and so they're